Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Star Line by a woman whose work you've heard in Confronting, Dating Diaries, Quarantine Confession, and so much more. She's head of podcast development and production at Glass Entertainment Group and powers through meal prep and Stairmaster and life while listening to podcasts. Her latest project is hosting season 2 of Betrayal Weekly. We welcome Andrea Gunning.
Hi, Sean.
Let's go beyond the mic. Betrayal has been built on stories of trust that have been destroyed, decepted, and just evil in the world. How is following the trail of destruction left behind in these stories feed your curiosity?
We're constantly searching for diversity of story for the Betrayal Weekly. We are currently in our season 2, and you know, we're producing 30 to 40 episodes a year. That's a lot of betrayal. And so I think for me, it's so fascinating to see just the different types of love stories, because betrayal is so much more. It is about not just the deception, but the love story that like falls apart. And so for me, it really shows how devastating and different ways people's lives can be shattered and the stakes. It's just a really fascinating look into human psychology and human relationships. And yeah, I mean, we walk away from interviews all the time just kind of shaking our heads like, how can this happen? How can this happen?
How hard is it, Andrea, to hear these resilient stories each week, knowing there are so many more to be told?
It's hard. I had a 2-hour interview yesterday and I had to go for a walk afterwards because you're really sitting with people and their trauma and they're talking about one of the most like the most devastating time in their life. And, you know, you feel that as an interviewer, you know, and it's really, really tough. But at the same time, you know, we had that interview and then, you know, 2 hours later, you get this thank you email that makes it all worth it. Because by telling a lot of these individuals who want to share their story, they're actually healing through just participating in the show, because they're by telling their story, they're allowing people to bear witness to their pain and their experience. And that's extremely helpful and healing in their life. So it's great. It's hard and challenging, but it can be really rewarding.
Which of the August episodes, Brooke, Libby, or Angela, shocked you the most?
Brooke.
Why?
Our episode 1 this season, I think, is the best episode we've ever produced. And she's such a great storyteller, Brooke. I mean, she was able to put you in, like, minute by minute, really put you there with her. I mean, it's been, you know, a long time since this has happened to her. She was a nurse. She met a doctor. I won't give anything away. And she thought he was an incredible guy. And, you know, he was a well-established physician. He's got a great reputation. And turns out that he's a monster. And it's such a physical and emotional betrayal. And she just is so eloquent, and you're just really right there alongside her as you listen to the episode. So, you know, if anyone hasn't heard the show, I would start with Brooke. I think it's my favorite episode we've done for the weekly series.
Her latest project is season 2 of Betrayal Weekly. Host Andrea Gunning joins us beyond the mic for the Rocky Nate. Andrea, all this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's absolutely no pressure.
Okay.
The best Foo Fighters song ever is?
I just saw them in concert last summer and I'm totally blanking. I don't know.
That's what the Rocky Knee does. Makes you blank out. How about the most underappreciated place on the Jersey Shore?
Stone Harbor.
Which Gilded Age character do you relate the most to?
Aunt Agnes.
How about the best place to think as a bomber at Ithaca College?
The fountain that changes colors.
What volleyball position were you best at?
Setter.
Now, you did a whole set of podcasts about OJ, so I need to know, in your heart of hearts, was OJ guilty?
He's guilty.
Are you a fan or not of pumpkin spice?
Not the biggest fan of pumpkin spice.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not one of those girlies, Sean.
Between Gary, Monique, Tanner, and Caitlin, your production crew at Betrayal, who made you smile last?
My last phone call last night was with Mo, so I'll say Mo.
Let's sneak in a couple more with host Andrea Gunning from Betrayal Weekly Beyond the Mic. Andrea, you've used podcasting to help yourself. You said, quote, "If I'm going through something, what would podcast me say?" Unquote. So what does podcast you say to all the people who've faced adversity and have been betrayed?
What you're going through is not permanent. It's not permanent.
How has the way you've tackled your own anxiety helped you to be a better communicator and podcaster?
Man, when I'm sitting down in an interview and I can tell someone's nervous, I can relate to that feeling and I can understand just the anxiety and the self-consciousness. And so it allows me to relate to people at the top of any interview and it kind of lets them settle in and be comfortable. And I think that that's been a nice little secret weapon of mine.
Have you ever heard a story and saw someone hurting so bad that the first instinct wasn't to get the story, but just give them a hug? How empathic are you?
I mean, all the time. Even on the limited run story or the limited run podcast, because this is the weekly series where it's new episodes every week, but we also do a narrative one where it's like one story told over 10 episodes. And I'm currently producing season 5. And there was a moment where, you know, I said to our main subject, "You don't have to do this. And we can just sit here and then I can go home." And, you know, that's the most important part, is just for them to feel seen and heard. It's not about the interview. I'm happy to walk away if it's not the right time.
Time for one big question with Andrea Gunning, Beyond the Mic. What's the name of the story from Betrayal that changed you and changed the way you see the world forever?
It's so hard to say. Every story I've worked on has affected me in a different way. I would say season 5, the one that I'm working on right now, has been actively changing me every day. So I'm really excited for that to come out in January. But, you know, Sean, they all affect me. They all bring out a new perspective on life and people. So it's too hard to say. I mean, we've produced so many episodes. It's a great question, but they're all unique in their own way.
She's not a fan of pumpkin spice, loves playing volleyball, and wants you to listen to Betrayal Weekly wherever you can find podcasts. Andrea Gunning, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Sean. It's great to see you.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.